From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bomb attack on a hospital complex in the Pakistani city of Quetta on Monday has left more than 60 people dead. Officials say 160 people were wounded in the blast, many of them in critical condition. Most of the victims were lawyers who had been at the hospital to protest the killing of a local bar association president. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for both incidents. The fight for Syria's northern city of Aleppo has intensified. Opposition groups are pledging to send in more fighters and to fully capture the area. Pro-government forces have responded to rebel gains with airstrikes. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders said Monday airstrikes damaged a hospital in northwestern Syria and killed 13 people, including a number of children. It says the airstrike Saturday hit a medical facility serving the people of Meles in rebel-held Idlib province. Authorities in Afghanistan said Monday they have made major successes against the Taliban and the Islamic State group. They say national security forces have killed hundreds of fighters, including key leaders linked to both groups. Director of Military Operations, Major General Mohammad Habib Hassari, told a news conference in Kabul that fighting is still raging in southern Helmand province, but that Afghan forces have the upper hand. Officials say fighting between anti-government protesters and Ethiopian police has left dozens of people dead. Two officials with the Oromo Federalist Congress Party say more than 30 people were killed in the Oromia region during protests Saturday and Sunday. Amnesty International says at least 97 people were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump outlined his economic plan Monday, saying he wants to jumpstart the American economy with new tax cuts, curbs on government regulation, and efforts to boost the fortunes of middle-income workers. Trump called his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the candidate of the past.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
Trump spoke Monday at the Detroit Economic Club. Clinton spoke to cheering supporters in St. Petersburg, Florida.
You can tell I'm pretty excited about what we can do to start new businesses and create more jobs. I think America's best years are ahead of us. I have no doubt about that.
Hillary Clinton. Day three of the Rio Olympics is featuring medal events in gymnastics, swimming, fencing, women's rugby, judo, and more. First-timers are also debuting on day three. Rugby is making its Olympic debut. The top four women's sevens teams are set to compete for gold medals, among them Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. Japanese Emperor Akihito made a rare televised address to the nation Monday to argue that he is becoming too old and too frail to carry out his duties. The 82-year-old emperor is reportedly in declining health. He cannot simply abdicate his throne because the 1947 Imperial House Law states that imperial succession can occur only upon an emperor's death. Japanese opinion polls show 80% to 90% public support changing the law so that the emperor can abdicate. But some traditionalists in Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's conservative ruling coalition are reluctant to open the abdication issue up for debate. Delta Airlines gradually resumed flights worldwide Monday after a computer outage grounded planes, leaving thousands of passengers stranded. Limited service had resumed about 6 hours after the outage began, with the airline saying delays and cancellations would continue as a result of the early morning computer glitch. Russia has accused American technology company Apple of fixing the prices of iPhones sold in the country. Russia's Federal Anti-Monopoly Service said Monday an investigation found that retailers set identical prices for a number of iPhone models and kept the prices at that level for a certain period of time. Human rights groups in Europe are urging Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan to exercise restraint as he pushes to implement the death penalty in the wake of last month's failed coup against him. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.